Andy Levin went to Washington in 2019 to represent Macomb and Oakland counties in Michigan's 9th congressional district. He is running for re-election in the newly drawn 11th district, a race where he will face incumbent Haley Stevens from the same congressional class. Levin says he has deep roots in the 11th district. He lives there, was born and raised there, raised his 4 kids there, and says his grandmother was born there in the 1890s. He tells WDET's Sasha Ryan the newly drawn 11th is also a perfect fit for his brand of progressive Democratic politics.
This is really now the progressive heart of Oakland County and one of the real drivers of Democratic politics in Michigan. I mean, if we want to reelect Gretchen Whitmer and Dana Nessel and Jocelyn Benson on November 8th, we are going to have a huge turnout from Oakland County. And the new 11th district represents 62% of the people of Oakland County, and I would guess 75% of the Democrats. So I think we really need to rocket in through August 2nd, elect me, the progressive candidate, and then work hard to turn out all the young people who care about climate change and eliminating $50,000 of student loan debt, as I've advocated, and making community college free. We have to get the people of color out who are so tired of the racism in our society and who want, along with everyone, to have our voting rights protected.
There's a lot going on. There are a lot of issues you are focused on. So what should be the short list for this interview?
I mean, we've got to focus on reproductive rights, the rights of women and everybody who can have a baby to have control of their own bodies, their own decisions. I think we have to be very strong and clear that we are standing up for everyone who provides abortion care and for all women to have control over their own bodies and own decisions. We've got to get rid of the filibuster in the Senate. We've got to push the Senate to join the House in passing the Women's Health Protection Act, to codify Roe v. Wade in federal law. And we've got to protect people's rights in the Michigan Constitution by passing this ballot initiative, the Michigan Reproductive Freedom for All language into our Constitution, by voting for that on November 8th.
This election pits incumbents, colleagues, against each other. You're running against Haley Stevens, who was elected to represent the previously drawn 11th district. I wonder what you want people to think about this situation and what it means for the tone of this election.
Well, I think it's super unfortunate and that we have a situation like this, and it's the result of Michigan losing a seat. It's happened every 10 years for decades. It's unfortunate, but then the voters simply have to decide, which is what democracy is all about. And so I'm just running on my record. I'm running as the clear progressive in the race. I've been endorsed by all 10 environmental and climate change groups that have endorsed. I've been endorsed by the 14 national unions that have endorsed. I've been endorsed by all the progressive foreign policy groups that have been endorsed. I've been endorsed by Jane Fonda and by Cecile Richards and by Heather Booth and by local abortion rights leaders, Renee Chellian, the leading provider in the area, and Tamika Ramsey, the leader of the Black Women's Roundtable, who was a big driver of this effort for a constitutional amendment. I mean, I'm an original co-sponsor of Medicare for All. My opponent opposes it. I'm an original co-sponsor of the Green New Deal and one of the authors of the Green New Deal legislation. We have 10 pieces of legislation now that some of us are pushing to really deal with climate change. I vote against the huge spending that we do on the military every year because I'm for the U.S. having the strongest military in the world. But I think spending more than the next 10 countries combined is simply wrong. And my opponent votes for whatever spending they asked for the military. I mean, they're asking for $830-some billion this year while we have all these unmet human needs at home and around the world. So folks just need to, you know, choose based on their values, I guess. And that's what elections are all about.
Israel has become an issue in this race. Can you talk a little bit about your stance on Israel and how it may be different from Haley Stevens?
You know, Israel is not an issue that's brought up by voters really very much, but interest groups, really the right wing on Israel groups, have injected millions of dollars into this campaign to support my opponent. And I think it's a corruption of our political system. I mean, much of the money comes from right-wing billionaires, Republicans, injecting money into these kind of Democratic primaries. So I'm very, very troubled by that. But I'm happy to talk about Israel. I love Israel. I'm a Zionist. I support our aid to Israel. My position on Israel is, and I've been involved in it for many years, I think the only way we can have a secure homeland for my people over time, for the Jewish people, because I'm Jewish, is to realize the political and human rights of the Palestinian people as well. I don't know when it got so controversial. It's been the policy of every Republican and Democratic administration before Trump. And I'm just willing to step up and lead on the issue. I think my opponent says she's for a two-state solution. But anyway, she has allied herself with these forces that are against resuming the Iran nuclear agreement and that basically don't want to have this kind of open discussion. AIPAC is backing 109 Republicans in the House who voted to overturn our democracy. AIPAC is backing Ronnie Jackson and Jim Jordan and Scott Perry and this Loudermilk guy who was giving tours on January 5th. I mean, we just can't have organizations like that coming in and trying to mess with our primaries.